We're going to be reading about David and his life in the Old Testament in the weeks ahead. I mentioned that here. I think it's going to be really good. I know that I'm looking forward to it. Now, some of these passages that we're going to read are, there are passages you've read before, Bathsheba and Nathan, and we're going to pick up some new insights there. But some of the passages we're going to read in the next 5 weeks are pretty obscure, and I'll bet you I haven't even read them. And that's today's passage. You might have been scratching your head and saying, what does that have to do with our worship today? We're going to get to that in just a second. David had friends. In this text, you see, David had become king of Israel. Saul had died, David was king, and things were not going well for David because the Philistines rose up right as David became king, and they wanted to knock him off the throne, perhaps plant someone in the kingdom and have David killed. When that didn't work, they traveled up the valley of Rephaim. Brandy had mentioned that valley. Now, just to give you some geography here. That valley is about 2 miles southwest of the capital of Jerusalem. And at this point, the city that David grew up in, the city is called Bethlehem, that's where David was born, they had already taken that city. And the only thing that was left for David to do was to get out of Dodge, was to head to a cave all by himself. And so in this passage, he's like the man at church. He's isolated, he's alone, he's thinking thoughts. And in this moment in the cave, he sighs and just says, he says something along these lines, boy, if I could just get some water from the well at Bethlehem. Now, what's behind those words? It's not that he's thirsty. That's not what he's saying. And it's not like the water in Bethlehem tasted better. There's an emotional crisis here with David. What David is thinking is this: will things ever get back to normal? Will I ever be king again? Maybe you can relate to those questions. Will things ever get back to normal? Will I ever be the same person? David had friends. The friends pulled him through. Now, in our first reading from 1 Samuel, this is a time earlier in David's life, but I just stuck it in there so you could see. He's not king yet. He's running away from King Saul, but it lists the number of friends. Did you catch what the number was? He had 400 friends by his side. Then in this text, in 2 Samuel chapter 23, it says that there were 30 people that came to his side. And of the 30 people that came to his side, there were but three. He had three friends that heard his cries, that heard his sighs. What does that tell us this morning? That David, the greatest king in the entire Bible, really, David, the writer of lots of the Old Testament, David, he's an ancestor of Jesus Christ. One of the titles of Jesus is the Son of David. He just had three friends when he was king. But boy, did those friends come through. I'm going to add a little detail here to what's happening. This text can just read like a history bit, but there's a lot behind the words here. You know what those three friends did? They went forward to Bethlehem to get this water for David. They first went to the garrison of the Philistines. The garrison was kind of like an ancient security system. You put a garrison out about 20 miles from where your army would encamp. That person would alert them the camp of enemies were coming. That garrison had 20 men that he would be in charge of. So these three men broke through the 20. That was one barrier. Then they got to Bethlehem, went up a hill, broke through the physical exhaustion of getting up the hill to get up to that city of Bethlehem. Then they got into then they had to cross the line of the Philistines and their encampment and battle and this sort of thing. They crossed that boundary or that barrier. And they got to the city of Bethlehem finally and got to the well, and they're defending themselves probably as people are pursuing them. It's not detailed here. And they got the water from the well at Bethlehem, the text says. Then not only that, they had to go back and break the line again to get back to David in the cave. And not just that, they couldn't drop one bit of water so that David could have a drink from Bethlehem. That's wild. And when that water reaches Bethlehem, you see, David was uplifted in spirit. David knew that God was on his side. Three friends did that. Three friends. Today is Rally Day Sunday here at Peace, and it's kind of an entree Sunday into the rest of the year, as I explained at the beginning of the worship. And it's exciting. We're kind of thinking about things that we want to commit ourselves to. Maybe today you're thinking about things that are really good that we should be thinking about, which is attending worship, committing ourselves to prayer life, being in Bible study, committing ourselves to Sunday school. Those are really good things. But think about one more thing. How can you deepen your friendships at Peace Lutheran Church?